A few years back, I installed exterior cameras and lights. They're great when I'm home or awake and we hear something. I can check the cameras and they record. However, having been in the security business, I knew there was no substitute for a professionally monitored system. I wanted a high-quality system at an affordable price, and I discovered CoveSmart.com. CoveSmart.com has excellent equipment, including sensors, cameras, and even medical alerts. It was easy to place my order online. Arrived within days, and I was surprised how easy it was to install. In fact, my then 12-year-old son did most of the install in less than 30 minutes. No crazy wiring. And when on occasion someone forgets to turn it off when letting the dog out, I can count on CoveSmart.com to respond. It's simple to cancel the false alarm online and via text, but so comforting to know help would be on the way. I highly recommend CoveSmart.com. Use the code PastorGreg for an additional $25 off. CoveSmart.com. Get yours today.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off-limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm working on my own technical... there we go. Okay, I got that fixed now. And now all I got to do is move you over to there. And for those that are listening, this doesn't really impact you. But for those that are watching, there he is. The man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower. Zach, welcome. Good to have you, man.
Thank you, Greg. Good to be in your show.
It's awesome. Awesome. All right. How's give me another sound check real quick.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
All right. I think we're okay. Are we good, Christy? Just give me a... I think we are. If we weren't, she'd be telling me. Yes, we're good. Okay, excellent. All right. Well, I want to welcome you back. And thank you for taking the time to be with me today. So much going on, right? I mean,
yeah.
And it seems like every day they are narrowing the scope of what you see. Is that in my imagination, or is that a reality of the world we're facing?
I mean, at this point, they're just banning people like Ron Paul because he's saying resist the vaccine, totalitarianism that's coming in. And so they're just like, oh, that goes against our community standards. And that goes off. And now we're starting to get financial services taken away. Last week, I got banned from PayPal and Venmo. And my girlfriend did too. And in fact, Chase Bank dropped her. So essentially what's happening to Laura Loomer is basically happening to a wider cross section of America right now.
It just blows my mind. So Venmo took you off because you're exposing what Google is doing? That has to be the only there isn't any other justification for it, right?
They won't tell me. That's the thing. They won't tell me why they banned me. They just said that something that you did goes against our, corporate policy or corporate principles. And, you know, that's it. And that there's no chance to appeal. The decision is secret. The evidence is secret. There's no trial. There's no chance to appeal. And if you have a complaint about it, you got to send them a letter to their legal department. And they don't take phone calls.
Well, I have to tell you, folks, because I'm actually on Venmo. What was the other one that knocked you off?
PayPal.
Really? Okay, so I'm on Venmo and I'm on PayPal. Now a lot of people, I'm told, are going to something called Locals, and Locals has a different financial somebody, and I'm actually was getting ready to get signed up over there on that. I got to look into that. I'll try and give you that information. But Zach, you know, the crazy thing is, you know, I had Dr. Judy Mikovits on, and we talked a lot about the vaccine issues, and YouTube banned me for life because of it. You know, I mean, it was crazy.
What was she talking about that got you guys banned?
She was talking about the dangers of the vaccine. She was talking about what her research and study had shown was that incubating the vaccines in monkey brains and mice and so on, that it was contaminating that element. And so when they were extracting it, she discovered that animal genome and DNA, she found samples of it in the vaccine, and then they were creating the vaccine. So now when we would get those injections, it would breach our cells that it wasn't supposed to breach, because it had this animal DNA, and our DNA would look at that and would say, oh, you're friendly, and let it in.
Mm-hmm.
And that was her breakthrough discovery about AIDS, the autoimmune deficiency, and what a major cause of that was. And then she linked that into things like Alzheimer's and dementia and Parkinson's disease and fibromyalgia and all of these associated autoimmune deficiency issues, because that's really what the basis of what these things are, were impacted by 50 years of vaccines. Well, then the pharmaceutical company said, oh, their lawyers were like, wait a minute, if you guys agree to this and you let her keep saying this and you go on with this, you're going to have multi-billion-dollar class action lawsuits from all these people that have been badly impacted by the vaccines you've been putting out.
Mm-hmm. And they know about it, too. This is the thing. There was a meeting on Simpson Island with these vaccine manufacturers, the CEOs, and they came together and they looked at the data and they said, this is a crisis. Do we come clean and tell the American public that they're getting contaminated vaccines and that they're getting viral infections that are causing cancer? Like, there's this one cancer causing virus called SV40, simian virus 40, and it got into the polio vaccine supply, and I think about like one third of all Americans were exposed to it. And there was this essentially an explosion of cancer that happened in the 80s. And it seems that it was all driven by these vaccines. The vaccine companies knew about it, and rather than face the music, what they did is they decided to give themselves immunity. And now we see the Frankenstein of that. You know, now it's even worse, because they've taken all these legacy, you know, immunity clauses, and they've been able to finagle it in order to get it into this, I think it's a fourth generation vaccine, this mRNA vaccine. And it's completely experimental. They skipped all the safety testing. I mean, I was following it and reporting about it last year. And, you know, the corporations, they skipped the testing because they said, well, it's got to be Operation Warp Speed, and we got to get these vaccines out because it's an emergency and we can't open up the country until we get these vaccines. And then there was a video with a CDC director, the woman, I can't remember her name right now, but she comes out and she says that, like, there's just absolutely no data that people that are vaccinated can get any of the variants, right? Just flat out said there's just no data in the real world or experimental. And then as soon as they started giving out those vaccines, it was like, oh, it's really rare that there's a breakthrough. And now it's just like, it's moved so much that now the vaccines hardly do anything other than lessen the severity of COVID, supposedly, when you get it.
And there's some studies out there, Zach, that indicate that there's a shedding that happens. And so individuals that get the vaccine who are around anyone, because they're now more susceptible, actually. But if they're around anyone, they are shedding off the illness, and individuals around them are getting sick.
Yeah, well, that particular talking point, I actually disagree with as an engineer.
Okay.
I think that, yes, that you can shed, and it's going to be bad in things like breast milk, which it's going to be concentrated. You're getting a large amount of it. The thing about shedding on your skin is that, yes, you know, you do sweat. It's one of the ways that you get rid of toxins. But there's just so few toxins that will go from, like, from your body to your skin and then inhaled and then into the other person's blood, that to me it seems almost like one of those stories that are put out just to scare people. It's like, oh no, they're shedding. Let's not, you know, touch them. It's almost like taking the vaccine and turning them into a leper colony in the minds of the people. I think it's a scare tactic. But I do know that shedding through breast milk is a very serious thing, and that some babies have died after drinking the breast milk of a vaccinated mother.
Well, and I don't want to scare anyone or make anyone feel as though they shouldn't be around someone. I think you just all, you know, I just had a doctor on, and we went through all the regimen, because this SARS virus is an allergic reaction. And he just went through, and it's a two-phase or a two-wave allergic reaction. And so he talked about what you take for the first wave and then what you take for the second wave. And he was very detailed in walking through that process. And it's interesting because he validated that the protocol that I took back in December that got me through it. And I had the double pneumonia. I had the shortness of breath. I was coughing up blood. I went through the shivers and the fever. And I mean, I had a really bad case of it, but I took quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc. Then I also am on essential minerals. I always take those. I'm on recovery enzymes. I'm on a vitamin E. I take the omega fish oil 3 times a day. And then in addition to that, my doctor put me on azithromycin, dexamethasone. He actually used the highest dosage he's ever used on a human, he said, of dexamethasone. Mm-hmm. But at the time, you know, I weighed 460 pounds, okay, and I have AFib. And all of this is a result of that catastrophic car accident that I was in. That's the reason that I've been in the condition that I've been in. So nonetheless, I got through it. I went through that, you know, that whole situation. And I tell people all the time, get on this, because I still take this stuff, Zach. I take my natural protocol every single day, and I'm out, and I've been out, and I've been around a lot of different people, and you know, I'm 10 months and counting.
Do you have any of the ivermectin or the hydroxychloroquine?
I can't do hydroxychloroquine because of the heart condition. I talked to the doctors. I tried to go that route, and they said, no, I'm sorry, I can't prescribe you hydroxychloroquine because of your AFib. It could create a heart problem for you, so we can't do that. I've not pursued the ivermectin. Only because I'm taking all these other natural things. And when I've talked to doctors like Dr. Apsley, they've confirmed for me that what I'm doing is building my system up and keeping me healthy.
Right. Yeah. And it's good to get exposure, you know, to kind of take your immune system and get exposed to different things. And, you know, because if you don't, here's one of the interesting things too, is that vitamin C and vitamin D are one of these like key nutrients that your body needs. And we're pretty much all vitamin D deficient right now because of how much time that we spend inside. And I'll see if I could play this video here and broadcast it for you. But one of the things that I thought was really just completely evil was how YouTube banned the talking about vitamin C and vitamin D in order to treat COVID-19. And right. What I really see here is this pattern where it seems that they're trying to make the disease as bad as possible.
Well, hang on a minute. Don't go to that video quite yet, because okay. We're going to be getting ready to go into a break. And how long is the video?
It's just a few minutes. It's like not even a minute.
Okay. Well, let's get loaded cool? up and we'll play it when we get back from the break.
Okay, let's do it.
That way we're sure of that. I want to shift for a minute and talk about, because here's the other piece that I think is so critically important for folks to understand, and that is that, you know, Google and Facebook, you know, puts, you know, warnings up on your screen. Twitter will ban you. YouTube will ban you. You know, a lot of these. Now, I'm also getting active on Clout Hub, which we're on today as well. Encourage you to check out Clout Hub and look at that. Gab is another one that I know a lot of people are going to as well. Parler. But my point here, Zach, is that people are not able to find information when they use these other mechanisms to do a search. Am I correct?
Yes, and it's getting worse.
So how do we mitigate that? What do folks do? I mean, DuckDuckGo, I know a lot of people tout DuckDuckGo. Is that still working, or are they also having issues?
They're having issues as well. Part of the problem is the fact that the MSM is flooding the data on the internet with their talking points. And so these search engines, even if they're trying to be neutral, they're just going to pick up more data from the deep state, because the deep state's got, you know, automatic writing tools like GPT-3 that they're using now to write articles. You may have seen this thing where you type in any three numbers and Google search will report that there's some county with that number of coronavirus cases in the United States. And people say, well, how does this happen? How can you type in any single number? Well, a lot of these stories are being auto-generated so that they are flooding the news system with events that then get pushed to the top of the search index. And so obviously you don't want to use Google.
Okay.
But even DuckDuckGo, more neutral platform, also suffers from some of these same problems.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower. Now, I want to let you know that Zach and I are going to be continuing our conversation. So if you're listening to us on radio right now and you would like to be able to hear the rest of our conversation that we're going to have, you can do so. Just go to TECNTV.com. That's T for the, E for exceptional, C for conservative, N for network. TECNTV.com, and you'll be able to watch it. We're going to go probably another half hour, 45 minutes when we make the jump. So I know there's going to be a lot of information. One of the things real quick that we were talking about in the break has to do with text messaging, or no, with email messaging. You were talking about AI getting to the place where they're going to have the technology to be able to prevent you from sending the message that you might want to be sending. Can you talk a little bit about that and how they are able to intrude into our lives like that?
Yeah, well, you know, there's AI that pretty much, and AI can either mean like a complicated algorithm or a full neural net. And essentially what they're doing right now is that they're looking at the things that you're typing, because, you know, Apple has access to everything that you're doing because they are the thing that you're doing it on. And so what they're doing is that they're looking at the text and they're trying to like auto correct it, which I sometimes call auto carrot, how bad their text correction engine is. And what I've started to notice is that this text correction engine is so wrong that it might even be better that I just completely turn it off, because it switches words in ways that don't make any sense. It actually impedes my communication with other people. And what Biden has announced is that they're going to start fact-checking text messages for vaccine misinformation. And so very soon, I think what's going to happen is you're going to start seeing that your phone in your pocket is going to start working against you. It's going to start getting away when you try to have incorrect thoughts and you try to express them. And essentially what we're going to see is we're going to see the weaponization of the Internet of Things as this cartel seizes more power, and they try to coerce everyone by additional means, because, you know, it's getting harder and harder to convince people of things, and the people are sort of waking up. And now that we've seen the magic trick that everything's sort of an act by these oligarchs, that you really can't put that back in, right? Like, once you realize that, hey, there's like a Building 7 that fell down on 9/11, and you go down that rabbit hole, you're like, well, the world's never going to be the same for me after this, because it looks like there's a bunch of psychopaths running globalism that are trying to coup the entire world under their one world dictatorial system, which will be based, I don't know, maybe in Belgium, but it could be Shanghai as well.
Well, and one of the things to understand as Christians, please understand, this isn't crazy conspiracy theory, folks. Read your Bibles. Look at the book of Revelation. Look at what the Bible has to say about the beast, about the Antichrist, about what that's going to look like. And if you can't see the overlay of what's happening right now and that, I'm not saying we're there. I'm just simply saying that what Scripture has told us is coming to pass, and you know, we really shouldn't be surprised. All right, I will be taking a quick break here. I'll be back on the other side on TECNTV.com. Stay tuned, folks. Don't go anywhere. Back with more right after this. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.